Good morning. Hi, Elliot. And what shall we discuss? Elliot, I want to ask you something. I have a strong impression that we know each other very well. Is this correct?
Why correct?
It's correct. Do we have a focus together?
We have many focuses.
We have many, huh? I feel like I know you so well. Alright, let's see. How many focuses do I have? My impression is 3,000.
Slightly more.
Slightly more. 3,000 what?
3,121.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you. Okay, the other one is, how many focuses do I have with my mother? My impression is 273.
Congratulations.
Oh my God, really? Okay, with my sister Pilar, my impression of focuses together is 46.
Reverse.
64? Oh, wow. Okay. My niece Christy, essence name Khalid. In another focus, are we siblings?
Yes, several.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I had a meditation where I tried to connect with another focus of mine, and he was at the beach, and he showed me that he died in a boat crash. Is this correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Correct. What year is this, Elias?
I would express that would be the year of 1922.
Okay, thank you. And then, another focus showed me he died in a plane crash. Is this correct?
Correct.
Correct. And this also is in the 1900s?
Yes.
1900s. Yes. Okay, the one that died in the boat crash affirmed to me that the reason that it's the back problem and the hip problem that I have, which causes a lot of pain. Now, this focus is reflecting this to my focus now?
In manner of speaking,
yeah. Yes. Okay. I also had a minute. Okay, my close friend John, what family essence is he? Sumari?
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay, is he belonging to the Bordelin?
Correct.
Correct. And is he orientation intermediate?
Correct.
Correct. Okay, let's see. I had a meditation with my friend John where I saw him as a monk in a church, and I was dressed as a priest, some kind of royal priest, in a church. We were together. Do we have a focus where we're both belonging to the church?
You are correct.
Correct. Okay, what am I? Because I'm not dressed as a monk. I have like a velvety long gown with a white collared shirt. And I'm a man.
Cardinal.
A who?
A cardinal.
Cardinal. Cardinal. Oh. How many focuses do I have with John? 26?
Reverse.
64?
Wow.
Okay. I have an impression that I am a very big healer, fortune teller, psychic, a very well known. What is this fascination I have with all of this stuff, the healing and the cards and the psychic abilities and meditation?
I would express that is very much in keeping with your guidelines and your natural abilities. Whether you actually express them or not is a choice, but you do have a natural propensity in that direction. You have natural abilities.
Yes.
That direction.
Do I have a focus that does do very well?
Yeah, several.
Several. Okay.
Yes.
And there's a lady, Marie Anne Adelaide Lenormand, from the 1772 to 1843, was a French professional fortune teller. Do I have a connection with her?
That would be one of your focuses.
That's my focus. Okay. I knew it. Thank you. So that's my focus. I am Marie?
Yes.
Oh my God. Thank you. Okay. Dino, my first true love in this focus. Family belong, the family essence, what is it? Sumari?
Belonging, yes.
Oh, belonging to somebody. Belonging. And, orientation? Is he intermediate?
Correct.
Intermediate. Okay. How many focuses do I have with Dino? My impression is 500.
Slightly less.
How much? 495?
492.
Oh, okay. I had a vision once. I saw my mother, Olga, as a focus, dressed as a soldier in the middle of the war, correct?
Yes.
Okay. During meditation, I met a being of light. And I began meditating, and every time I saw him, his name is Fumi, F-U-M-I. He says he's never been incarnated, and he wanted to continue our sessions together. What is this, Elias? Is this an extraterrestrial?
It is another essence. I would express that you do share focuses other dimensionally with this essence. This essence has not been physically focused in your physical body.
Right.
But has focuses in other dimensions, and you share focuses with that essence in those dimensions.
Okay.
If you do incorporate a strong connection or bond with this essence, and that moves very much in conjunction with your previous question in relation to your natural abilities, and you could move in that direction with this essence also if you are choosing.
Oh, wonderful, because that's what he asked me if I wanted to, and I stopped it. I wasn't sure because he's never been incarnated, and what he showed me was that he was wearing a robe, a big robe, and I couldn't see his face, and then he took the robe off, and he was just a tall, tall beam of light.
I'm understanding, but yes. In fact, it matters not whether that essence has created what you term to be incarnations or focuses in this particular dimension.
Right.
That essence interprets access to all information regardless.
Right. Okay, then I had an experience for real now when I was a teenager, 16, 17 maybe. I encountered a UFO. I was with a friend of mine. Is this related to Fumi?
No.
No? Because I did call it over, and it came very close to me, and it stood still. It was so close to me. I called it in, and then I became afraid, and my friend became afraid. And then I asked it to please leave, to come back in 10 years, which he never did. What was that all about?
First of all, I would express to you is that, generally speaking, it would be unlikely that one of these experiences would return or repeat at a designated time.
Yes, I understand.
I would express that this was a time framework in your lifetime in which you were considerably open.
Yes.
And at that time, you allowed yourself to be engaging another dimensional expression. Now, if that, I will express to you, has been a significant experience for you in your life.
Yes.
For in that, it has allowed you to move in the direction of shifting to a degree more easily, for you were already thinning those veils of separation.
Yes.
And therefore, that aspect of shifting has been moving in your awareness considerably quickly.
Okay, do I have an extraterrestrial focus?
Many.
Thank you. I feel that too. I also want to ask about Bigfoot. Do I have a connection with Bigfoot?
In what capacity?
I feel a tremendous affection for Bigfoot. Something that I can't explain it. A connection, like a knowingness, like we've been together somehow in another dimension.
Not another dimension, but I would express that your impression is correct, that what individuals imagine as this creature presently is somewhat distorted, but I would express to you that you have experienced living among these beings.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I also have a fascination with perfume, and I want to ask you, do I have a focus that designs French perfumes?
I would express that you don't nine perfume, but you do interpret one focus that takes the compounds for them, and you do interpret another focus much earlier in time, in manner of speaking, that does state fragrances for other individuals, not in relation to the manufacturing of perfume as it is expressed now or in recent history, but a more natural capacity and generating fragrances naturally and distributing them.
Okay.
Other individuals. If you also interpret a focus as a chemist.
And is this in the 1700s or 1500s?
The one that creates the mass of fragrances would be in the 1500s. The individual that is the chemist would be in the 1800s.
1800s. Okay. Wonderful. I have a question for my niece. She wants to know how many lives has she had with her fiancé Henry? She says 28.
Once again, reverse.
Oh my God, 82?
Yes.
82. Oh my God, okay. She wants to know, Christy, if this is her last focus. She says no.
Correct.
Correct. And Henry, he says no.
Correct.
Correct. And she wants to know, what is this thing with the number 138? Keeps coming up in her life with birthdays, with family members, and she says that it's very important that I ask you that.
I would express that this is a personal symbol.
Yes.
Let me express that the actual rate, two variations. She has this number and a different number. This number signifies pay attention to what is around you.
What?
The other number is pay attention to you.
Okay.
And according, this number, 138, is her personal symbol that she generates to herself as a signal. Pay attention to what is occurring around her.
Okay. And what is the other number?
Those.
What?
Those.
I didn't get that.
She knows what the other number is.
She knows? Christy?
Yes.
Okay.
And what I would express is that number, which is a variation on the first number, is her imagery to herself, to be paying attention to herself.
Okay. She also says that she feels that she has a focus as an ancient martial artist in the 1500s. Is this correct?
Yes.
Correct. And her fiancé, Henry, he keeps having reoccurring dreams about being a sniper hiding in the snow. I don't know. Is this correct?
Yes, it is correct. It would be Russian.
Oh, Russian. Okay. Thank you. Pilar, my sister wants to know if she and her daughter Christy are from the same, this is the way she said it, are from the same soul.
Meaning the same essence? No. I would express that they do incorporate a very strong bond and a very similar energy. And there is a tremendous familiarity, but no, they are not the same essence.
Do they have focuses where they are sisters?
Definitely.
Yes.
They incorporate many focuses together in every type of relationship, and they also incorporate focuses together in other dimensions.
Okay. Now, the same question she wants to ask for our grandmother, which passed away years ago, she wants to know if she's from the same soul or essence as grandmother.
No.
No.
But also a very strong connection.
Strong connection. Grandmother. Okay. So, George. Oh, my sister's husband, George, he says he gets recurring dreams of being a thief. Is this correct?
Yes, that is another focus.
Yes, correct. Okay. Now, I want to go back to my back. For the past year or so, I've noticed that I am healing myself, even though I've been diagnosed with this and this and that. I really believe that I'm shifting. My energy is shifting, and I'm truly believing that I'm going to completely heal myself. Is this correct?
It is a tremendous potential, yes.
Yes. Can you give me some advice about how to continue this healing that I'm doing, that it's working for me? Any advice from you?
What are you doing now?
I'm using an inversion table, which really is helping. And during my inversion, I do a meditation, which I love, and it's helping me just let go completely. And I think this is really helping me to just allow and let go and let the body heal itself.
I would agree. But what I would also express to you is practicing present more consistently will also be a considerable aid in this. What I will express to you is one of the obstacles in what you have been doing is that there is an aspect of you that continues to anticipate the discomfort.
Yes.
At times, and in this, there is, understandably, a negative association with that. Therefore, what I would express to you is, the more present you are, the less you will be anticipating the discomfort occurring, and the less importance you will place on it.
Yes.
And this, let me express to you as a reinforcement. It is not enough to merely think that you are not generating importance with a particular manifestation. Thinking does not generate any alteration of what you are actually doing or creating. Therefore, it is a matter of doing that generates the difference and the alteration. The more present you are, the less you will be projecting in anticipation, and therefore you will genuinely give the manifestation less importance, which will allow the body to move in a different direction.
Okay. I have one question about John, my friend, my dear friend John. He said he had a dream last week, and he saw his grandmother passed away years ago, and when he woke up in the room, he saw her image vividly, and she was staring at him while he was in the bed. And when he looked at her, she was shuffling her hands from right to left, right to left. And then he got up, and he tried to touch the image, and the image became cloudy, like a big cloud, and then it left. He wants to know, what is it that she was trying to tell him?
It is not a matter of trying to tell him, or trying to express a message. This is a very common misconception, and it is very strongly reinforced within physical focus by mass belief in relation to individuals that are no longer within physical focus. There are many different expressions that are attributed to individuals that are no longer within physical focus, they do not come to any of you with some profound message. They project to you, or in your terms, they come to you in an expression of support and encouragement and an offering of actual, genuine love. Now, in that, what I would express is that this movement that she was generating, or that he perceived that she was generating, was an encouragement. It is not a message per se. Encouragement to flow. It is an encouragement of allowance, flowing.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought at first that it could have been an energy deposit, but I don't think so, because she's never been in that apartment and she died years ago, so.
Well, it was actually a projection of that individual's energy. That was very real.
Right.
Now, I would express that he configured that energy in the image of his grandmother, but that is very real, and it was very accurate, for that is the energy that was being projected.
Right, yes. Yes, he was very impressed. He says he's never had this experience before, and he tried to even touch the cloud, and he couldn't. It disappeared.
Which is understandable, pardon, in that it is not actually a manifestation. He is perceiving it as a manifestation, but it is energy.
Energy.
And therefore, when he reached to touch it, it would dissipate.
But she's aware that she's making contact with him?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that's good to know. Okay. Oh, another thing. For years, I called you Elias. Is there a reason for that? And then I changed it to Elias.
It matters none. It is merely a matter of pronunciation. And in that, I have pronounced it Elias, but many individuals use the other pronunciation.
How many focuses do I have with you?
Shared focuses with myself, 402.
Wow. That would explain a lot. Sometimes I do the cards. I'm very good at card reading, fortune telling. Privately, of course, and I feel like you can, sometimes you're sending me messages through the cards, is this correct?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I wanted to ask you to continue, please, to play with me with the cards, and also if you could lend me energy for my healing sessions that I do for myself as well.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you. Okay, I am done with my session, and thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You are very welcome, my dear.
I feel so much for you, so much affection.
And I shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Yes, and I'm going to put my mother on the phone now, okay?
Very well.
Bye-bye. See you, Mommy. India.
Welcome, my friend.
How are you?
As always, and yourself?
Very good. I love you very much, and so many years, and I thank you so much but everything I have learned from you.
You are very welcome.
I read Faith, and then I appreciate how well you are opening and widening all the knowledge that we receive. So I think I'm ready to go. Elias, I want to ask you some questions. My mother, I know had a strong connection because even after years passing that she died, I cannot take it off of my mind. And I would like to know if it is a counterpart or what is that strong connection, because during the whole life I loved her and now too.
I would express that yes, you do incorporate a counterpart action with this individual and a very strong connection. You have shared many, many, many focuses.
How many are more or less?
I would express
yes?
641.
Oh, that's nice. I love it so. And is she finished the transition?
No, actually, this individual has chosen to continue to generate objective imagery and to play with manifestations of it. Interesting choice. Some individuals do choose in this direction, in which they move in and out of different dimensions, and they continue in non-physical to be creating objective imagery in a very similar manner that they would within physical focus. But there is a significant difference in that they can change it at will, at any moment. And that, for some individuals, is a fun and interesting fascination.
Oh my God, yes. And that's, well, I appreciate that. And she, so, she didn't finish it in that one. And my father, did she finish with the transition?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And, my dear friend Peter, the orientation, I never had the orientation. Peter Roslak.
I'm present.
Intermediate or no? Peter, the name is Peter.
Fox.
What is the name?
Fox.
Soft. Yeah, soft. And did she, is she in the transition?
Yes.
Yes. Not finished. Oh, okay. And my mother was Millimet when she was here?
Correct.
Correct? Good. Well. And she was intermediate?
Correct.
Good. That's good. And then, I think my daughter asked Pilar, I have a feeling twice in my life that my daughter, I think my daughter Chrissy, the one that I spoke to you, and me, were homeless and very, very poor. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that in the recent focus or like 400 years ago or near it?
Not recent. I would express your other impression is more accurate. That would be within the time frame was the 1600s.
Ah, 1600. And that was Greasy, no? Or Pilar?
Yes.
Greasy?
Yes.
Yes, no? Yeah. Sometimes I don't know what happened to my phone. So, it was Greasy and it was in the 1600. That's why we always try to help these people, and whenever I help somebody, I think of Greasy and me, and I didn't know why. I also would like to know, I have a very dear friend since I was small. The name is Mireya, and she lives in Chile. Is she a counterpart?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, I have since 1993, I don't believe in doctors. I was diagnosed dying from rheumatoid arthritis, and that I better forget about me in that time. So I left them and I followed the instruction of Seth, and in 7 months I was again in my good self. But now, a year ago, my eyes got very bad, and I got influenced with my family, and I went and I took a surgery. And I don't think the surgery, because I was against my beliefs, the surgery is okay, and I see much better, but in the clear colors, I don't see as negative, and I would have seen if I didn't have the beliefs, I think, against the doctors, but I don't believe in them any longer. But I'm trying to do something for myself, and I'm doing exercises with my eyes, because I'm doing moving them in different directions, three times a day, and now I was going to start three times a day. I believe that this is going to help me, but I would like your opinion.
I would agree.
Yes?
Yes, I would encourage you in that direction.
Ah, okay, so, but I'm in the correct path, no?
Yes, I would agree, but I would also express to you, don't push.
Don't what? Ah, don't push.
Yes, in this, allow yourself to engage the exercise in a natural and comfortable manner, and don't push yourself.
Ah, don't push, yeah. Don't push. Okay. So I always have trust in myself, and I always have done whatever I wanted for my daughters and me. But I also noticed that I put more attention my whole life to the people I love than for me. And now I'm trying to put more attention in myself, according to your teachings, and I'm practicing the staying in the now, and all the main things that we do, and being in the now, and trust myself, and accepting. Do you think that I'm progressing in that?
I would very much agree, yes.
Great.
I would tremendously acknowledging you, my friend, that you are accomplishing well.
Oh, thank you, because I'm trying very, very much, and also I am doing your translations, and
now, I would remind you that paying attention to yourself and expressing yourself does not mean that you don't pay attention to other individuals, as you are aware. It merely means that you are also considering yourself in every situation and what is comfortable for you and natural for you and what is not.
Okay. Yeah, that is important. But before I used to say yes, even if I didn't like it, only to try that they were happy, the people around me. But now I'm saying, if I don't like it, I say, no, I don't want it. I don't know if I'm going to be too tough, but I think it's okay, no?
I would agree.
So, that's good. And then, I have how many focus do I have? 2,500?
I would express 4,038.
4,038. Wow, no wonder I'm a final focus. Yeah, that's good. Now, we have a little dog, and the name is Max. And because we lost the lady that we had. And I wonder if she has the energy or she's been with us before. It's beautiful and it's wonderful. And the name is Max. Did we have it before?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, can I know which one?
I will express that you have engaged this energy several times.
Several times. Because we have a small one by the name of Macho, then one, the Study, then a big one, Black, and then Lady, and then this.
And in that, what do you feel?
I was thinking it was Lady because it was the last one we had, and after a year and a half that we lost her, that we had to put her to sleep because she was suffering too much. Then I always miss her. So I thought maybe it was Lady, but I'm not sure.
Partially, I would express that it is a configuration of more than one. Therefore, yes, you are correct. Personally. And what else do you feel? What do you feel different than that one?
In this one, this is very, very soft dog, and very, like, it's so intelligent that you don't have to teach him much for him to learn. And like he understand us because we received him when he was 3 or 4 months old. And it's amazing. My daughter loves him very much, and she looked at me like a mother figure, I think.
I agree.
Yeah. So it's like a configuration of energy of the other doggies and among of them, but mostly Lady, or no?
Yeah.
Mostly Lady, yeah? Yes, because she tried to go to bed in the same place that the lady has a bed, in my room. So maybe that is plain. Oh, wow. And also I have the husband of my niece, Polly, the name is Charlie. And I would like to have the family. I think it's Tumasi and Amilumet, I don't know.
Correct.
Correct?
Yes.
Yes, family Amilumet. And then orientation is common?
Correct.
Correct. And a type of focus that I don't know.
Political.
Political. Oh, good. I am a common, or I am an intermediate.
And your impression?
Well, my impression at the beginning was common, but then I live with my daughter, Chrissy, that is intermediate. And we managed to understand each other, and I managed to get along without fights in the things that we all agree. And I think we have a fairly good life. So
I would express to you that your initial impression is correct, that it is common. but let me also express to you that this can be a situation that can move very smoothly and seamlessly for some individuals with these two orientations, that there are some similarities with common and intermediate that allows for that.
Yeah, because the sisters are the common and intermediate, and they don't get along that well. And I'm common and intermediate with her, and I get along well.
Yes, but that may not necessarily be as much about the orientations with the two of them as it may be a matter of personality and guidelines.
Guidelines
are different, and their personalities are different.
Yes, they are very different.
I want to express that in relation to the orientations, the one factor that has not been discussed much, for there are not many questions presented in relation to the intermediate orientation, but I would express that the intermediate individuals do incorporate qualities in which they can actually be quite compatible with soft individuals or common individuals.
Yeah.
I would express that there are some significant differences, but intermediate individuals are somewhat adaptable.
Yes. Yes.
In relation to other individuals.
Yeah, that's true. I went to another subject. I had the feeling that I knew that I was going to help in the shift with you, not knowing your name, of course, because I always wanted to learn a good English. And is that correct? Because then I always was interested when Pilar introduced us to this kind of material. And since then, I know that I'm doing something. Do you think my translation of your sessions in Mary's place help you people, the Spanish people?
Very definitely, yes.
Oh, good.
I would express that you have been generating a significant contribution for a significant time framework, and I would be very acknowledging of you in that, and express to you my gratitude in your...
Oh my God. I have gratitude for you. Not you for me. Because you are the one that is teaching me and is letting me know everything. And
you are participating, and that is a choice that you have engaged, which has been considerably beneficial to many individuals.
Oh, I agree. Do you have any special advice to that?
My advice would be simply to continue what you are doing for as long as it is fulfilling to you.
Okay, I love it. I cannot live without it. And the thing is that I'm an older age, and many people think that that we don't know anything, and they have to help us, and they have to tell us what to do. And I'm not that kind of older people, no? So Also, I wanted, when I leave, I wanted to disengage fast. I don't want this long sickness. And do you think that is a strong probability that I say goodbye from the physical in a fast way, no? A strong probability in my way of living?
I would express that it is a strong probability.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Because I don't want that. I saw my sister that she passed away last January, and she was 4 years sick. I don't want that. Is she okay now?
But I would express to you, you are not creating that.
No, I don't want to create that. They laughed when I said that I want a happy old age. Is my sister okay now? She passed away maybe 5 months ago. My sister Nevenka.
I would express that, of course, she is fine. She is generating a continuation of objective imagery. Although, in difference to your mother, she has not remembered her death yet.
I don't remember her death yet. Oh, I see.
Remember, time is different non-physically.
Yes, time is different. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that after the 14 days, the people wake up. And for the people like us that we have studied so much and wider knowledge, we are going to wake up before the and know that we are dead physically or things like that?
What I would express to you is it is dependent on the individual.
Yeah.
Every individual is different, but generally speaking, individuals that have expanded their awareness within physical focus generally do express a tendency to remember their death more quickly. But in that, I would also express that it matters not, for then it is a matter of what you choose to do, and you could choose to continue to be generating objective imagery, or you could choose to move in other directions. Therefore, the amount of time, so to speak, that occurs in relation to remembering your death is in actuality somewhat of an insignificant factor.
Okay. And Elias, I have a sister, her name is Danica, and I don't know her well. I never know her well. I don't even really know what she thinks. Is she intermediate or soft? Danica.
Soft.
Okay. Because it's very, very hard to know her. And it's like she separates herself from the rest. No?
I would express that is not unusual with soft individuals. And I would also express to you that in relation to orientations, soft and common may express somewhat more difficulty in expressing with each other or understanding each other. There are significant differences. And now that is not to say that it cannot be breached or that you cannot create a significant relationship with these two orientations, but in a general sense, it generally does require more effort.
Yes, yes, that's true. I even don't think she loves me very much as a, it's a way of being on her, but I guess she loves me because I'm the sister. And the other relative I have is a very, very dear cousin. The name is, we call her Maruca. The name is Maria Tatiana. And is she an intermediate?
No.
No? It's common then.
Correct.
Common?
Yes.
Common. Okay. Because I also try always to be in touch with her for many, many years. My Aunt Inez, sister of my mother, was she an intermediate?
No. No. Also common.
Common. Okay. Well, I have everything. I appreciate very much, Elias. And I was going to tell you how many focus more or less I have been with you, maybe 34 or 50?
Much more than that, my friend.
Are you? How many?
Thank you for shared with myself, numbering 364.
Oh, that is a lot. So maybe, whenever I think of you, I think of the tournament, because I used to hear so much the music of the tournament in my country, and I said maybe I was a friend of him or relative.
When
he was the tournament.
Yes, and you are correct.
Ah, correct?
Yes.
What was I? When you...
Close friend.
Ah, close friend. I said so. Close friend. We are so, well, we could be close friends. Well, I don't want to go away because to pass, I think we are almost on time. And I'm so happy I talked to you and I heard you laughing. And I'm so happy you like the translation because I do it every day for a couple, the 2 or 3 hours when I especially leave that time, and I enjoy very much. And I just finished the one from Steve, the one that passed away. I feel so sorry for him here. And you were so good to him.
I express tremendous appreciation to you, my dear friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I love you very much. And I see you, and I hope when I leave you say hello right for me. Because I have to have a funeral there.
Always.
Okay. I love you, and I see you, and thank you so much.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. I shall be anticipating now an meeting.
Yeah, all right. Why? Because I understand French, I can read French, so I have life in France.
Ah,
and I speak Italian too.
Excellent.
Yeah, I can read French perfectly well, but when I talk, I cannot. But Italian, I can speak and talk. And read.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, the clock is now. Okay. Can we hang up now?
Send this lovingness to you, my dear friend, as always.
Thank you.
Encouragement and wondrous friendship. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Bye.